Well, at best, I could make it a really deep crawl, you know, and then because it sticks out of the ground about 3 foot, you know, so it's short as it is. It's not got 8 foot ceilings. It's got like 7 foot ceilings, Michigan basement, I think they call that. And 3 of those feet are above ground, which is part of the problem. You know, there's 3 foot to get in and out of my house everywhere. And as we age and our joints start to get bad, I don't want to be going up and down steps all the time for laundry and all that. So I suppose I could get it taken down to, you know, just a crawl, you know, and then I'd still be able to utilize the plumbing and, you know, at least the water hookup and all that stuff. You know, that might be a way to go. And I'd use a portion of it. It's cinder block. I don't know how that fares, but, you know, and I don't know, is it even worth it at that point, you know, for, you know, four foot of about half the imagined foundation. So I would have to look into that. And then if I do that, of course, I got to find some place to live while it's being done, because that's got to get demolished and carted away, and everything's got to get prepped and set up and ready to go. And then they bring in the modular and drop it. So I'm going to be spending a few months at minimum living somewhere else.
Well, you're right where I'm at. I have a, what is it, two-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath farmhouse on a cobblestone foundation, so Michigan basement. The back add-on was 1950, but the original construction was 1929. And you go in my back door, and that's the laundry area, and then there's the door that goes down to the stairs that used to be those double doors that you open up to get into the roof cellar. And I still have, I mean, it was a flip, so I got all new electrical, plumbing, gas lines, you know, all that stuff, and sewage. But if you go down, you can see the timbers and the old knob and tube in areas. But if I was to do anything like that, I want to dig out the other portion of the house and expand it. But a lot of work, a lot of money, and I'm in no real rush. But I get what you're saying. I like to do that too. Eventually, we'll see what happens. Go ahead. Who's out there? Lance? KCK Joe.